Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I will keep saying here, hallelujah. We are in the seventh church age. And in this seventh church age, there are stars everywhere. A star is a light giver. Star is a light giver. Praise the Lord. Every star gives light. Therefore, these stars represent the various ministries or the various ministers that supposedly tell you they have a revelation. And to break it down to our understanding, when I always mention it, that me here, I am a star. Oyedepo is a star. Kumuyi is a star. Adeboye is a star. Moka is a star. These are local stars. There are local stars. And there are international stars. Like Benny Hinn, Rena Bonnke, Billy Graham. And from this age, from all this age, this Laodicean church age, we have stars and superstars. Hallelujah. We have William Seymour. He's a star. Praise the Lord. In this age, we have William Branham. He's a star. Or a robot. He's a star. T.L. Osborne. All these are big Kenneth Hagin. They are stars. Mike Murdoch. You know them better than me. Praise the Lord. They are stars. I just want you to understand this star. And wise men, we are studying the stars. Look at this ministry, look at this ministry, look at this ministry, look at this ministry. You enter, redeem, you come out. Follow Billy Graham, you come out. Follow, because as you enter winners, they are saying the same thing with redeem. They are saying the same thing with Concord. They are saying the same thing with Oyakhilome. They are all saying the same thing. The same thing. If you go to Christ Embassy, you will think you are listening to Benny Hinn. They are all the same. Everywhere is the same. All the superstars, the same type, the same light they are given. It's the same light. Bright enough. Bright enough to show them the way to their churches. But not bright enough to make them appear like Christians, even in their dresses. Praise the Lord. But it's a light, oh. It's a light. Now, listen, church. Suddenly, another star appeared. But this star was sounding different from the rest. That is how to identify the messenger of this age. This bright age. Remember, in the resurrection ministry, there are four moves. You have heard me. I'll continue to emphasize it, because including me, we didn't present it this way before. Until recently, God began to shine the light brighter and brighter. We saw it in the growth of that plant in Mark chapter 4. There are four stages of that plant before the harvest. And he's speaking about the church growth from the period the shout started, from the restoration ministry, from Luther to Pentecost. There are three stages. He said the blade shoots out. The next stage, the ear shoots out. The next stage is the corn in the ear. Then there is a fourth stage, the fruit. Once that corn again brings fruit, then the rapture takes place. The harvest, I mean, takes place. And of course, you understand my language, the harvest is the rapture. Hallelujah. Now, listen. The same thing, we have justification, Luther. After Luther came, we have Wesley with sanctification. After sanctification, the gifts that were no more in the church were restored. And the man that God used is a black man, William Simon, and he used him in America. That is the third stage. Then the fourth stage is the man William Marion Branham. Because we say William Branham brought it down again, the gospel according to nature, in the automobile, to move from one place to other, because we are moving from earth to glory. And there is a type, William Branham said, that he uses nature and science to understand the divine agenda. And he said, when man began to develop means of transportation, the first advancement he got was a horse on top of a cart that was dragging the cart. And that's why even the power of engines today, they call them horsepower. They are multiplied by horsepowers. It started with horse. And by the time that they were moving on carts, amen, by the time they were moving on carts, that was the period that God started the... Remember that during the Dark Ages, there were no scientific inventions. It was totally dark. No improvement to mankind throughout that period. But as the spiritual doors were open, God was announcing it through advancement of science for mobility. That was the period that the Lutherans started. Justification. It was moving gradually. We are marching to Zion. We are marching from earth to glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All through life's journey, from earth to glory. We sing that song. So science too was announcing what God was doing spiritually for us. And it took that man, William Branham, to pick it up. Justification. They were moving with carts. Small, small. Are they not moving? Is it not faster than going by with leg? It's faster. Is it not more comfortable? Do you not cover more distance in the shortest time? That was justification. Then, by the time that cars were invented, that was when justification started. I mean, sanctification. John Wesley's ministry started. The second work of grace being restored. We are moving closer and closer to heaven. Then, cars were invented. It was holiness, holiness, holiness. Is a car no faster than a horse? It's faster now. We are moving, going closer and closer and closer. And then by the time that the gifts were restored in 1906, that was the period that aeroplanes were invented. Testing. Man lifted from this earth. And then was beating the gravitational pull, telling us that one of these days we will lift up from this earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Science invented the ability to lift up. Amen. And then, by the time, blessed be the name of the Lord, that the ministry, about the time the ministry of William Branham started, watch history, watch everything. That was the period that man took a human being from earth and placed him on the moon by a rocket. And there's something William Branham tried to bring out in that message. That the difference between an aeroplane and a rocket is that when you fire an aeroplane, it's still battling with the gravitational pull of the earth. But when you shoot the rocket up, it breaks through the barriers of gravity. The power that sustains it and guides it there is in it. Oh, glory be to God. And it has an intelligence that takes it straight to the destination it is meant for. And lands him there. Bam. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That is a rocket. Takes him there and drops him there. That is no longer Pentecostal age. That is the bride age. That is the fruit forming age. The fruit forming age. Why? I want you to get interested in something here. Then also, you will discover that after the rapture, we are coming back to earth. I hope you know. We are coming to rule with Christ. Amen. Then take note that they invented an aeroplane that was also a rocket. America call it a discovery. You all know about it. It will carry them up there and keep them there and wait. Then bring them back again and land them here. Hey. The same power that takes you up there. Hallelujah. That is the same power. After our 7 years there, we will come back here to rule this earth. Amen. Now these are some of the things I consider and I believe that there must be a message. And if there's a message, then there must be a messenger. And these are all proofs of the end time, of God rounding up his activities. How can I know this? How can I know this and mess up with my eternal destination? Can you see why people who understand this message can never feel comfortable in any denominational setting? They have nothing to prepare you for going home. Some of them end in teaching holiness, 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 holiness. But going to the rapture is more than holiness. There's something you should know. More than holiness. People are busy trying to get anointed to serve God. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Listen to whom he, God, has sent. If not, you're on your own. That's why William Branham titled that message, Doing God a Service Without It Being His Will. Oh, glory be to God. We identify him. So they saw the star. They saw the star. Praise the Lord. We have seen the star. What makes William Branham different from the other stars? You go read the message. When I came to this Christian faith, I had questions that were unanswered. I needed answer to when the Church of Jesus Christ broke into these denominations that we are today. I wanted to know. I wanted to know why people who hold the same Bible but they disagree and claim to be one. I needed to know it. And I saw people who are anointed but they were living and enjoying sin. It was a mystery. I needed an answer. And so many other questions that abounded until God brought me to see the ministry of William Branham. I read those messages, locked me up in a prison yard. I had 5 cartons of those sermon books and cartons of the messages that William Branham preached. They are still with me today in my study, in my house. Cartons, they reach like this. If you want to prove it, come, I will open the door and show you. It was inside the prison yard. One was given to me. I saw an address in Canada. I wrote them. Inside the prison yard, they mailed from Canada five cartons. William Branham preached 1,117 messages that were recorded. And even now, you don't need them, you don't need the books again. All those messages are now in the internet. They have even an application. Go to the App Store. Type, there's one, Message Hub, WilliamBranham.org. What do you call it? The table. They are there. and all the sermons are there at a click, free. Go and read them. I read them, and that is the only place that I saw all the answers to the questions I had about the Christian faith. That's why I believe he was a different star. The other stars are ordaining their wives. William Branham preached against it. It's different. All of them are Trinitarians. God in three persons, blessed Trinity. William Branham proved by the Bible that there's no God is one, not three. William Branham emphasized the baptism is in the name of the Lord Jesus. Pentecost, I said, speaking in tongues is the evidence of the Holy Ghost. William Branham said, no. He said, he has met Babalawo that speaks in tongues. He doesn't have Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost is a gift and not a fruit of the Spirit. He was sounding different. He is the one that said, this bearing this title, and he said, it's wrong. No such pattern in the ministry. He was telling them, you people are manufacturing your preachers. A preacher is called by God, not produced by denomination. You are sending people to Bible school. William Branham said that when God calls you, he doesn't send you to a school. When God calls you, he anoints you for the thing he has called you to do. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. William Branham was the one. He preached and he brought it, the voice of the sign, the title of the message, the voice of the sign. He said, the sign, the miracle signs and wonder is to cause attraction. He said that, he told Moses, if they don't believe, they don't believe. Hallelujah. The voice of that sign. They don't believe the voice of the first sign, they will believe the voice of the second sign. Therefore, there must be a voice that is following the sign. If there is no voice, that sign is not of God. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He was a different star. And I decided to follow the star. And that is the star. Contrary to other stars, this star was brighter. As I followed, where did it take me to? Open my eyes that I may see. Hey, glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Blessed in my heart the wonderful key. Oh, the shallow clouds are shattered. Oh, silence me now. I will for
ready my God. Open my eyes.
Open my eyes
in all my spirit.
Oh, Spirit
divine.
That's why I believe that is a star messenger in this age. That's why our popular song is God's attributes were manifested to his pride in this last day. We have called a revelation by the last prophet's message. And we know who we are and what we are raised up for. Praise the Lord for the original life. Hallelujah. The denominational spirit closed our eyes. They told us that God is three persons in one. They say water baptism is in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. They say you cannot be a preacher unless you have a degree. They say that you rise from ordinary pastor to senior pastor, then you become reverend, then reverend doctor, then you become archbishop. Then you become a general superintendent, general overseer. But our eyes of understanding, he has opened up
at last.
Hey,
and sweet victory is ours.
Hey,
we will chain down in the past.
Hey,
true jubilee has sounded.
Hey,
and we have responded to our God.
Hey,
the original life.
Hey, hallelujah.
The original life. Original seed,
hey, the original seed,
the original world,
the original world.
It's what I believe,
it's what I believe.
The Son of Man,
the Son of Man,
is revealed. The seven seed,
oh,
the answer, the original life,
oh,
the original seed.
We are traveling
on the right road.
We are
traveling on the
right road. On the right road.
There is one way. There is one way to the city of God.
Oh,
we are traveling on the right road.
Hallelujah. Let's serve in the name of the Lord, so that you know the certainty of those things that are most believed among us. So that you know, when you say you are in the message, in the message, in the message, you will understand what we mean. Because some of you who claim to be in the message, you are not in the message. Hallelujah. We have another type in the book of Esther. King Ahasuerus, as a king, he has some men he has appointed that work with him. They are called, what are they called? Chamberlains. Chamberlains. Hallelujah. Listen very well. Anybody can make any claim, but there must be identification. The first qualification of a eunuch, of a chamberlain, is that he is a eunuch. Oh, who is a eunuch? A eunuch is a man that does not have the ability to pregnant a woman. And because he does not have the ability to pregnant a woman, he's castrated. Hallelujah. Therefore, he does not have the hormones that make him get excited when he sees a woman. Therefore, he does not have the ability to sleep with a woman. He doesn't have feminine attraction sensation. That is a eunuch. Why does the king require a eunuch? Because he is in the business of taking care of the queen for the king. If he is too lively, something may happen. In the course of preparing the queen, he will seduce the queen and attract the queen to himself. I'm saying something. I'm speaking spiritual. Hallelujah. This man that wrote a book, what's his name? The man sent from God. Eh? He wrote about William Branham. William Branham, the man sent from God. God unleashed it. Thank you very much. If you read that book, he wrote a book. He titled it, William Branham, the man sent from God. So that you will know why I read John chapter 6. Hallelujah. The man whom God has sent. You are to listen to the man whom God has sent. God unleashed, wrote this book long ago. William Branham, the man sent from God. Now he made a statement in one of the paragraphs there. He said that he believes that why God chose William Branham to use in this age is because William Branham had no ambition of raising or starting any denomination, any followership. Because before William Branham, and even after him, everyone that rises up starts his own. Everyone that rises up, he must start his own and give it his own name. Then they will have headquarters. That name, the devil has even used it now and turned it and made it a franchise. They have headquarters, that is their identity. They have headquarters and they have branches. And they all only repeat what that man says. It is only what he says. No matter what the Bible says, it is that man they will look at. He has seduced the queen to himself. Instead of pointing people to Christ. Can't you see the way he speaks in tongues? That is how all the members speak in tongues. Can't you see the way he palm his hair? That is how all the members palm their hair. One of the sisters, not be the wife, not the copy. The way he talks, it's not the way all of the preachers, I don't know how they pray, how they talk. But before you qualify to be a chamberlain, now listen again. You say, but they are chamberlains. I will show you that they are chamberlains. In that place, read the story very well. There are two types of chamberlains. There were seven chamberlains with their names given in chapter 1. The Bible says there are two unique chamberlains. There are two unique chamberlains at the end of the purification period. One, his name is Shashagaz. The other one is Hege. That's chapter 1 and chapter 2 of the book of Esther. Shashagaz is the keeper of the concubines. Kai, when that thing was quickened to me. Hallelujah. See, and this is happening at the end of the purification. Oh, it's an end time ministry. Oh. Then there is Hege, is the keeper of Esther. After the purification process, the period given, it was now time for inspection. All the maidens came. The Bible says, you come in, the queen will look at you. The next day, he will send you to the chamberlain by the name of Shashagaz. Shashagaz, keep this one. He is the keeper of, that is his appointment on radio. He is a keeper of concubines. Who is a concubine? He is a wife, but it's not a lawful wife. Hallelujah. He is a wife, but it's not a lawful wife. But when it was the turn of Esther, there was a special identity of Esther, which I'm not going into now. You know, you read it, you know it. In her appearance. But what I want you to note is that there was something about her, and the king decided to select her. He fell in love with her. The description is given there in chapter 2. And he decided to appoint her as the queen to replace Queen Vashti. Ahasuerus, King Ahasuerus, made her his queen. And where is she to wait? He handed her over to Hege. So we have Hege that took care of the bride. And we have Shashagaz that took care of the concubines. When I tell you, therefore, that stop, don't just call these people that have crowd following them as if they are of the devil. They are appointed by God. The Bible called them reapers. They are shashagas. That is the ministry of shashagas. He takes care of the concubines. But a concubine is not a queen. That is the difference between the denominations and the bride of Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Who is? Look at the ministry of Haggai and look at the ministry of those of Shashagas. Then you will understand why we believe that William Branham is a star messenger for this age. To take care of Queen Esther. Queen Esther was dressed by Haggai. It was only what Haggai gave her to dress as being acceptable to the king that she put on. But the rest that put on what they like, since they are in love also with the king, and they also want to be queen of the king, for loving him that much, I won't cast you away. But you will not be king. You won't go in the rapture. But anything you want, I will give you. Anything you want here, prosperity, they give them prosperity preachers. What else do you want? Go among them, whether you will hear testimony of the received of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. All their testimony is the number of cars they have bought. The number of branches they have opened all over the world. They open branch all over the world. The number of property they have, some of them are building cities, and they are concentrating so much on building this city, so much, but there is a country far beyond the starry sky.
There is a city where the devil comes in.
If we're faithful,
we shall go there by and by.
It's a city
where the Lamb is alive.
Hallelujah. I didn't say you should not own property. But there's a way you go about building that emphasis so much on it. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be. If truly we are coming to the end, Abraham, God gave a revelation of the city that was prepared for him. He looked forward to a city with foundation that he saw. The builder and maker cannot be man. It must be God. His mind was so much in that, he lived like a pilgrim on earth. Your revelation is reflected in the lifestyle you live. When you have to chase anything on earth here, you chase it to the detriment of your soul. It shows where your heart is. That's the truth. I repeat, there's nothing wrong about you enjoying your life fully here. I am only concerned when you do that to the detriment of your soul. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that is the ministry of Shashagas. But William Branham came. Just listen to those messages and hear his emphasis. It's homegoing, soon coming of Christ. And he'll begin to use types, use shadows, use revelation, use this to prove it, to give you reason to make your calling and election sure. Come back to the Bible. Therefore, he was a different type of star. Praise the Lord. He was a eunuch. Hey. And finally, hallelujah. He must be a prophet. Amen. He must be a prophet. What is it that makes William Branham a prophet? It's not that he discerned people. It's not that he discerned anybody. Your mother is sick. Your mother, don't be waiting, Joseph. Jayola. Praise God. It is not the vision he saw that makes him a prophet. Listen. It is not the voice that he had that makes him a prophet. It's not the pillar of fire that hung upon his head in photograph that makes him a prophet. It is not the cloud that makes him a prophet. Next Sunday when we come, I will tell you what makes him a prophet. Can we stand up, church? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. 198. He is coming soon. He is coming soon. By all infallible proofs, we are at the end of the end.
Be our faithful Lord. His hope we cherish not in vain. God we comfort man and honor by His word. Yes, He's coming soon.
We welcome His return
with many more.
It may be far, it may be now.
We know.
Say, it's coming soon.
Oh, yes, it's coming soon. Oh, with joy
we welcome His return.
With maybe
I don't know.
We know. Oh.
He's coming soon. Hallelujah. But He answered and said unto them, an evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. The children of God do not follow signs and wonders. It is carnal people, and that is the reason why the devil has hijacked that and is using signs and magic and is attracting crowd. Jesus was rebuking them, because it's only carnal people that must see a sign before they believe. People have used the signs that followed the ministry of William Branham, and you can trust what the devil will do with that type of thing. And that is what has messed up the entire message till today. A sign does not point people to itself. A sign is pointing somewhere, isn't it? Signboard. When you are coming here, you saw signboard. What was the signboard showing? Showing you direction to Brother Assembly Church. When you see the sign finish, you go to worship for signboard, Abby. You go stay for signboard, Abby. What is the evidence that you have seen the sign? You will follow the direction the sign is pointing you to. Jonas was sent to Nineveh. Amen. There was a sign. The sign was to the city of Nineveh. When he got there, did he enter there with the fish? Anytime you want to confirm that I am from God, then he will enter inside fish. He spoke something. A sign doesn't preach. The sign did not deliver the message. The people did not repent because of the sign. It is because of what Jonah said. There must be a voice that is following the sign. If there is no voice, that sign is not of God. I would keep saying here, hallelujah, we are in the seventh church age. And in this seventh church age, there are stars everywhere. A star is a light giver. Every star gives light. Therefore, these stars represent the various ministries or the various ministers that supposedly tell you they have a revelation. Don't just call these people that have crowd following them as if they are of the devil. They are appointed by God. The Bible called them reapers. They are shashagas. That is the ministry of shashagas. He takes care of the concubines. But a concubine is not a queen. That is the difference between the denominations and the bride of Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What is it that makes William Branham a prophet? It's not that he discerned people. It's not that he discerned anybody. It is not the vision he saw that makes him a prophet. Listen, it is not the voice that he had that makes him a prophet. It's not the pillar of fire that hung upon his head in photograph that makes him a prophet. It is not the cloud that makes him a prophet.